Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, world. This is First Lady Christina. I just want to welcome everyone to the healing place this morning. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day today. I'm excited about this day today. I just want to tell everybody, welcome to the healing place this morning. First, I want to say that I just want everybody to know that if you need to call in or to listen to the to word, just call in this number today at 646-716-8827. I'll say it again, 646-716-8827. You just want to listen on into the word today. Just call in and listen in. Hey, it's going to be an awesome word today. Well, I'm ready. I'm so excited about this word today. But first, I'm just going to go on today and just say I love everyone. I hope everybody got their ears open, their spirit open, and just getting ready to receive the word of God today. But I'm just going to go on today. First, I want to say that. Just want to say one thing, we all can't, we never forget about him, the Lord, God, the head of my life. Yes, he's my everything. God is the head of my life. He's Christ, the Savior. He's mighty. He's everything, I just want to let everybody know that, when we can just love on God and he just show us things, let her know that, oh, he just woke up this morning. I thank God for waking me up this morning, world. I'm not going to pull on. I just want to say, one more person. You always have to say the man of God, my husband, Bishop. He's my husband. He's my friend. He's a mighty man of God. Yes, he's still doing the work of God. We just got to continue to pray for him because he'll be back, next month. Y'all just get ready to hear the fire come out of this man of God. I'm just so excited for my husband, I love him, he has shown me so much, God has used him for me, in my life. When you can, be that wife and that praying wife that can pray for that husband, and tell him that God got you. Women, we have to continue to pray for our husband because, sometimes the enemy fights so hard. We have to stay on our face, and let them know that God is with them and God continue to work on our marriage and continue to do whatever we allow us to do. And we are being as submissive to God and submissive to that husband. As we're going to go on today, I thank God for allowing me to come on this radio today. I thank God for it every day, It's a privilege for me to come here to allow y'all to hear his voice. God is awesome God, and I thank him. We're not going to prolong. We're going to go on to the service right now. We're going to go and get ready to go into prayer right now. I just want to, just let God use me so mightily, let y'all just hear him, as I go on to prayer. Everybody just get your spirit open and just bow your head and just listen to God, while I'm going to the prayer this morning, to this evening. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, as we come before you now, as I just plead the blood over my body right now and plead the blood over my throat and plead the blood over this phone and plead the blood over this radio station this morning. First, I just want to thank you, Lord, for the head of my life right now, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for the peace right now as your people listen to you this morning, Heavenly Father. Father God, I just thank you for healing this morning. I thank you for just getting ready to restore marriage. I thank you for just getting ready to restore children, God. And Lord, I just thank you for the world. Lord, I thank you for even going to the hospital, Lord, and just do mighty healing right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you right now. I'm just praying for those people that got killed, God, that we don't know this. Lord, that you will find over the world and, just find who even did that to those people. I just pray for the Marie family. I just pray, God, for even those five or six children and that, that family just got killed here and they got to Georgia. God, there's so much going on in the world, God. God, we just going to have to take a fight over these spirits right now, God, in the name of Jesus. As I just go on, God, and just Just in being Heavenly Father in the mighty name of Jesus. Just be in everything, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just ask you to cover our loved ones, God. Cover our family, God. Cover our children, God. Cover them, Heavenly Father, in the blood, God. Father God, send your blood through the world right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now because we know that you are God in the name of Jesus. I just call healing right now. Lord, somebody need a healing right now in their body. Somebody going through right now in their body right now. Lord, go in the hospital, Heavenly Father. Go in to heal that person that's getting ready to have a surgery. They don't have success surgery, God. That you send your angels in there right now in the name of Jesus. That you are in the mix of it, Heavenly Father. God, I just ask you right now, God, that person that's diagnosed with cancer, we just go believe that by faith that that person healed, that we counter that sickness of cancer right now out of that person right now in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, tumor, God, dry up in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just counter that brain, that blood in that person's brain right now in the name of Jesus. That person going through in their kidneys, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we even speak healing to somebody's leg right now, God. Somebody couldn't walk. Lord, you say the lamb walked, the deaf ear opened, the blind eyes see, God. God, touch that person right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, move by your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, somebody got a blood issue in their body right now. We speak that cell line up, God, that rail said, that white cell, God, line up in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm thanking you right now, Heavenly Father, for touching that person right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I come to you right now because I know that you are healer right now. Father God, I even pray for marriage right now, God, in the name of Jesus. That somebody getting ready to line up in their marriage, God, that man, that woman, God, that you believe in marriage. You believe in covenant, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, straighten that marriage out, God. Bring that love one, that husband back to that wife back to that husband, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for children right now, God, that lost, God, that's in the world, God. God, we have to cover our children, protect them from the enemy, God. Things going out in the world, God, drinking, smoking, God, homeless, Lord, whatever it is, God, you getting ready to heal their body right now, God. Heal those people's bodies. Somebody need a healing right now, God. Those young girls, God, those young boys, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to move on our young girls and young boys and babies and child, God. Please the blood over their body today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm thanking you right now for doing a mighty work right now, Heavenly Father, because you said ain't nothing too hard for you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you right now, somebody going through right now with a bill situation, God, that you know that you are their provider, God. You said we seek the first kingdom of God. You everything we added to us, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to touch that person that's going through right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to go into the prison right now, God. Lord, save those lost ones in the prison, God. Save that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, God, that's on death row, God. That mercy and grace be upon their life, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, open the prison door. Let them out, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, move in the cold house, God. Somebody going through, getting ready to go through a situation, God, that we know that you're the lawyer, you're the judge, you're the co, you are everything, God. As you're sending your angels in there, God, that you're going to fight their battle, Heavenly Father, because the battle did not belong to them, God, but victory in the name of Jesus. And I'm thanking you right now, Father, because you are God in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to send your glory over the world, over the wind, over the whirlwind, God. Send your blood, God, Lord Jesus. Send your glory to every person, every boy, girl, woman, man, God. Lord, send your glory, God, to the church, God. Send your glory, God, to the job, God. Send your glory, God, to the women and men, God, that's going through in their marriage, God. Send your glory, God, in the job, Heavenly Father. And I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, because we know that your glory revealed to these people. Send your glory in somebody's body today, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you right now, Father, because you are God and there's no other God besides you right now, Heavenly Father. Somebody needs peace right now. So I believe somebody needs peace right now, peace in their mind, peace in their heart. God, give that person peace that's trying to make a decision. Give that person peace that's trying to do the right thing in their mind, God. You see a good man step, order by the Lord. Order their step today, God. Lord, don't let them go to the left. Don't let them go to the right, God. Let them know that you said that if they're hearkening to your voice, God, you say, my sheep know my voice, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch that person right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for moving in their behalf right now, God, because we know that you are God and there's no other God besides you. Somebody need a direction that you can take care of them, God, because you are their God. You say, don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in you, God. That you take care of that woman. You take care of that man, God, whatever they're going through, God, because you supply all their needs. You would carry them through whatever they need to go through, Heavenly Father. And you will be with them, God, in the name of Jesus, in time and need and trouble. Father God, cover them in the blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I pray for the church right now, God, the church going through things, God. Lord, let these people understand, God, it's not about them, but it's all about Jesus, that the church can line up, God, the real church, God, not the play church, not the phony church, not the pretending church, the real church. God, in the name of Jesus. You said you would separate the sheep from the goat, the unclean from the clean, God. Now it's time, God, to take the cup off some people, God, that they can come out of their situation, come out of funny cave, come out of sinning, God, come out of adultery, God, drinking, smoking, God. Lord, let the real church stand up, God, and plead to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now. As I went in prayer right now, God, as you bless your people today, God, that if they call on the name of Jesus, and I break the spirit of suicide. That person will live, not die, God. And I speak life in right now in the name of Jesus. That you bring them in, the ones on the street, God. The lost one, God. That's in sin, God. That's in drinking, God. That's in, Lord, on drugs, God. Drugs and prostitution, God. Whatever they're doing, God. Bring these men and women in. Let them know, God, the drug dealer. Bring them in, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And I'm thanking you right now, God, for dealing with every person, God, in the name of Jesus. That they will get delivered. They will stop angels. Send your people to. Send, Lord, to the lost one that don't know you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for this day, God. And I thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus, that's coming your people in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray this day. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you for this prayer, God. Woo, every day we need to pray. We need to get up in the morning, saints. We need to get up and pray. And, you know, this is a time of crucial. This is a time the glory is falling on God, people. This is a time that y'all got to know Jesus, because God loves us. We can't wait, because there's so much going on in the world. We got to get closer to God like never before. We cannot tarry. We cannot wait on it. We got to know God for ourselves. Women and men of God, get back to your loved one. Get back to your first love, because he loves us. He loves us. He just wants us to get into his prayer, get in and just pray and seek him and just praise him. You know, women, men, and women of God, just start to just call on the name of Jesus and believe that he is God, and he will hear your prayer. He will answer you. We're not going to prolong right now. We're going to go on to the next thing that we're going to go on to right now. I just want to say, everybody, just get ready, you know, just to be prepared, because God is coming back. He's coming back. You know, he loves us. He loves us. He just want to let you know, just come on. Just do the work that God called us to do as we go on to the next scene. Okay, everybody, this is the topic for today. The topic is coming out of your troubled storm. Ooh, glory. Coming out of your troubled storm, God said. That's the text for the day, men and women. As I'm just going to read a little bit to you right here on here. It says, coming out of your storm will provide the strength, encouragement to help you handle the storm, preserving through the bad times and keeping your faith through it all. Yes, and turning in for an uplifting word. I mean, when you come, you know, sometimes we got to recognize that when we're going through a storm, we just got to trust in God. Yes, trust in him, because he will bring us out. He will. As we get ready to go on in the Word today, I just want everybody to open their ears, open their spirit today, and just get ready to receive the Word of God. And let know that God is God. If somebody's going to get something out of this Word today, because when we're going through storm and trouble, we got to trust in God for it. Okay, y'all get ready, because get ready. Get your Bible. It's Word time. As we go into the Word today, Matthew 4:37-41. Get your Bible, everybody, as we get ready to go into this Word today. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your holy name. Yes, Father. Yes. Jesus rebuked the wind. 35. He said, and the same day when even there were coming, he said unto them, let us go and pass over unto the other side. But when they have said it away, the men too, they took and over, even as he were in the ship. And there were also with him other little ship. And then they were arose in a great storm of wind. And it waved over the beat in the ship, so that it was not falling, and it was in the hidden of their part of the ship, sleeping, but a pillar, and then they were awake him, and said unto him, Master, call them not those we perish. And they arose and rebuked it. And then the wind again said unto their said, peace be still. And the wind caused unto them was a great cloud. And it said unto them, why are you so fearful? And it is who that we were faithful. And then the fear entailed and said one another, who matter of man is him? And that even the wind and the sea that was him, obey him. Good God Almighty. Woo, you see what Jesus did? Jesus let the disciple know. They was going through trouble. He, you know, Jesus didn't say a word. He just let them go through something and see where they're going to be. That's how we are sometimes. They was fearful in the time of that trouble, that storm. Jesus didn't pay them no attention. He just was still asleep. That's how we do sometimes when we get in a storm. When we get in our situation, we got a sickness in our body, and we're going to call the doctor, or we're going to call a friend. I need your help. What can I do? I got this sickness in my body. I got this issue in my body. Who can I help? Let me get this pill. Let me take these pills. Maybe this will help me. You know, that's how we get. Even when we go through in our bill situation, we got so many bills, and we got to call somebody for help, and we don't know what to do, and we going through this, or we get depressed. We get stressed out about our situation. You know, that's how we do, world. Even when we go through our marriage, well, you know, this man doing this, you know, just doing all kind of mess over me, and you know, my husband acting up and acting a fool, and my wife acting crazy, and she just doing so much out of the will of God, and our bills all tore up to the floor, and what can I do when my marriage tore up, and I don't know which way to go, and, you know, that's how we do, world. Even when we own our job. You know, when trouble, the storm started lifting up, and these people acting crazy and talking about me and just putting their mouth on me and you know, my, you know, just going through on that job and giving me all this work, and I say, you know, why me, Lord? That's how we do, world. We're going through our loved ones, and they're, you know, they're coming against us, and we don't know which way to go, and who can we talk to? Well, that's how we do. You know, that's why we go into our storm. But you got to remember, by faith, if you by faith, God will bring you out of that trouble storm. Sometimes you go through it because that's where he getting ready to show, where he can show up and show out. You know, with the disciples, they was going through, but they was, you know, Jesus was asleep, but he was testing them. He was seeing if they was real disciples. Would they stand in that water, that wind was blowing, going side to side, and they couldn't understand, why is this going on, Jesus? Master, I'm calling you, Master, wake up. Jesus can do everything. He was the power. He was the high power. He knows how to catch that storm away and tell that storm to be still. You know, sometimes we don't. We get in a situation, we just go all crazy. We get panicked. We panic. We don't trust God. You know, and God told the storm, obey me. And the storm desists, and it stopped. You know, sometimes we got to stop fearing this. We got to understand that God is God. He got all power in his hand. He can move anything. Like I say, women and men of God, y'all got to come out of this storm and know that God is in the storm with you, in the trouble with you. He'll do it. He'll change some things in your home, in your job, your finance, your job. He'll do it. You just got to stand on that word. Just like the disciples were fearing, but you got to remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Believe, stand on the faith of God. God will move mountains. He will move the trouble storm out of your life. If you just believe, that ain't nothing too hard for him. Well, just believe it and stand on it. Just pretend to stand on it and believe it. We're not going to prolong. We're going to go on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for that word. I hope y'all got something out of that word today. Whatever you're going through, just got, like I say, the topic is coming out of your trouble storm. You can come out. God can bring you out. I hope y'all been blessed by that word today, because I know I have, because I've been in many storms, but I've been standing. I've been standing. Even sometimes I get wet doing, but I know that God is able to bring us out. We're not going to prolong. We're going to go on. As we go on right now, I'm just going to say a little scripture to you right now, not many. Just open your ears and open your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be a good courage, and he should strengthen you hard. Wait, I said the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Be strong and be a good courage, and do not be afraid. Be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. When you through the river, I will shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you should not be burned. Should be firm, scar you. Isaiah 43. Good God of mine. That said all. That's a storm too. God said he'll be with you. You got to believe it. God will be with you when you pass through that water and that flood and that storm. He'll be with you. He's a God in order. He knows everything. But I thank God for it. But we're going to go on. I just want to say, world, if anybody never accepts Jesus in their heart, I just want you to open your heart. We're just going to say the sinner's prayer right now and just to receive him in the name of Jesus. I just want y'all to just get ready. Okay, I'm just going to just repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I need you. I confess that I am a sinner and that you are holy Jesus. I believe you are God's son and that he raised you from the dead. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and for providing the only way for me to have a relationship with God. Please forgive me from all my sin and wash me clean with your blood. Come and live in my heart now and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for that. You know, if you haven't received him, you just did. That's a precious. The Holy Spirit and receiving the salvation is so precious. You know, when you can ask God to come in you and wash your old thing out of you and bring that new man in you. And, you know, angels just rejoicing because you just got saved, world. Because somebody needs that. You know, when you can put off the old man and put on the new man, it's a glory thing to have that. I thank God for it every day. You know, God's been so good. He's been so good to me. You know, you ain't nothing too hard for God. And like I say, world, y'all continue to stay faithful and believe that God can bring you out of your troubled storm. Whatever you're facing, ain't nothing too hard for God. You know, the disciples, they were so spread. That, you know, you got to remember, God is all. He, You know, he created everything. He created the birds, the trees, the sky, and the moon, everything. What's so hard for God when they was on that ship? He was just testing our faith and see where we stand. See where we stand in troubled times. You know, we got to stand. We got to continue to stand because God knows everything about us. And I just want to tell everybody, I'm getting ready to go on. You know, I'm getting ready to have something in next in June, and I'm preparing myself for this. You know, and you know, just getting ready for it because I got so much coming on for me. You know, during these past months, I thank God for them because I thank God for using me as a vessel to speak a word to the world today. I thank God, you know, because I love y'all so much. You know, when you're going through so much, you know, it's not hesitate to. To pick up that Bible and just read it and just let God just minister to your spirit because he'll do it. He'll do it. Ain't nothing too hard for God, you know. And whatever you're going through, you know, when you're facing situation and your trouble time and your storm, God will be there with you. And I just want to thank everybody. I think, you know, like I said, I thank my husband, you know. I'm so excited because, you know, he's getting ready to come home, and God's getting ready to move so mighty for him, and he's getting ready to he's excited to, you know, the Archbishop to really to minister to his people, and I'm excited too. Thank God for it. I really do. You know, just walking in his ways, you know, doing what he's telling me here to do. You know, there's so much going on in the world, you know, when you can look on TV and you see so much, you know, people, you know, killing people, this is the time of Satan, you know, his people, you know, and people, we got to pray. We got to really get in prayer. We got to really call the Holy Ghost down. You know, it's so much going on. And we got to get in prayer. You know, we got to stop playing church. We can't play church. We got to be the church. We got to get together, unity. You know, everybody ain't real. We say we love God, but our heart is too far from him. We got to stop putting on the old, you know, take off the blindness, take off the mask, and really get into God because Jesus is here. Our Savior is here, and he's not playing, you know. He's separating us. He's preparing us for his bride to come back, and we got to be ready, women and men of God. We got to really do the work of God. We got to stop, you know, just love each other. I thank God that he pulled the love in my heart, even with my enemies. I don't hate nobody. I have the love of God in my heart, and I'm going to continue to have it in my heart because I love God. You know, God is love. Like my husband always said, God is love, and he is. You know, and I don't care what you go through, you got to remember. Like I say, come out of your troubled storm. He will bring you out of that storm, but you got to have that faith. You know, and I just want to say I love you, and continue to walk in the ways of God. Continue to stay in your word and pray, whatever, and then continue to let God use you. Be a vessel for God. You know, God use anybody. God ain't no respect to God. He's not a respect to God because God said he loves the just and the unjust. You know, we got to remember, to walk in his way, you got to take off the old man, put on the new man. But I just want to say, everybody just be encouraged. Be encouraged. I thank you for listening to the Healing Place today. I thank you for allowing me to come on to hear God's voice. I just want to tell everybody I love you and my bishop love you. And I just want to say Jesus love you and continue to walk in his ways. And everybody just be blessed because God is coming back soon for his people. Don't hesitate. Don't be unclean. Don't be sweet when he come back. But he's coming back for a clean vessel. And I just want to tell everybody that I love you. And y'all be blessed. And I'm going to say, well, y'all be blessed. Continue to be blessed. And God bless each one of you. And just be covered in the blood. In Jesus' name. And God love you. And I just want to ask you, just continue to be blessed. Goodbye. God bless you, and God continue to walk in his ways. In Jesus' name, and love him, and be obedient to the word of God. And everybody know that God is God. He will do what he said he would do. And like I say, coming out of your trouble storm. I love you, and continue to walk in God's way. Be blessed, and thank you for listening to the Healing Place. God bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless each one of them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.